Welcome to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. And today we are broadcasting live from our studio inside our gorgeous 6,000 square foot indoor training facility. The famous Wyatt, Rhodesian Ridgeback, is here waiting for the delicious organic chicken to be ready out of the oven here. But it is definitely getting cold, people, so we've got to discuss some of those common cold weather things that we're getting hit with about two-thirds of the United States right now. First thing is, I know a lot of people have been calling and especially emailing and asking, how can I buy a Wyatt stuffed animal? Well, of course, everybody wants Wyatt, who is now sitting on a towel the size of a washcloth trying to fit on it, and he's actually fitting on it amazingly. Well, his stuffed animal, which has a beautiful little ridge like the Rhodesian Ridgebacks have, and all the proceeds go to support Merlin's kids and our free service dogs. And I wish I had a video on me right now, because Wyatt just fit his entire 102-pound body onto something the size of a little, like it's actually a hand towel. So imagine a 102-pound dog, and I believe everything but his right toe is on this hand towel right now. Well, you can buy your Wyatt stuffed animals by going on to our Facebook or our merlinskids.org website. And on merlinskids.org, if you look, there should be a spot where it says Our Store, and you can buy your own Wyatt stuffed animal. They are adorable. They are so cute. They're all handmade, really, really cute, and they have the characteristic trademark Rhodesian Ridgeback ridge. Really, really adorable. They're safe for children from 3 and up. And that's always a great thing, because a lot of you guys might be looking for stocking stuffers, and you can purchase them on the website. If you buy a little bit higher quantity, you can get them actually. They go down to about $20 if you buy a bunch of them, and it includes shipping and handling. So help us to help save more dogs and kids and work with autistic children. And we are right now in our gorgeous Missouri facility, not too far from Jefferson City. And what a beautiful city it is. You know what's great about it? And a lot of you do live in areas that are very dog-friendly. But, you know, today, driving over to Jefferson City and back, I saw probably about 8 or 9 different pets who were unattended, and they were at the edge of the property. And, you know, these dogs seem to be pretty smart and savvy, because obviously, you know, they don't get to be gray in the muzzle and running around if they've been hit by cars. So, but, you know, you do have to realize sometimes these dogs don't realize how cold it is. And biggest problem is, a lot of times when dogs are outside, we don't realize that it can get very cold very quickly, especially if you're in like Arizona, New Mexico, or an area like that that has very, very little atmosphere. It's a very thin air, or even like Denver, Colorado. If you don't have clouds to keep the heat in, it can get very, very cold quickly. So even if you go to work in the morning and, you know, it's starting to get a little bit warmer, by the time you get home at 6 or 7 o'clock, it can have dropped, oh, Lord, 25, 30, 40 degrees in some areas, sometimes even more. So you really have to think ahead. Now, what we do recommend people to do is, if your dog is an indoor-outdoor dog, or if it's an outdoor dog, which we kind of don't agree with, but, hey, some people don't like a lot of hair in their house, or you have the dog that's protecting your house or something, they do make some awesome heated kennel pads. Those are great. So if you have a doghouse or you have a place, even if your dog is an indoor dog and he likes to hang out outside and you have a doggy door, please make sure that you have an area that the dog can get in, out of the snow, out of the cold, out of the wind, out of the rain. And, you know, if it is, you know, going to be in, you know, I'd say anything much below 50, depending on the kind of dog. I mean, a Rhodesian Ridgeback, anything under 75, you know, their tail is tucked under their behind, and people say, oh my gosh, the dog is scared. No, no, it's just cold. We're at a dog show. He's happy. He's eating organic, you know, chicken liver. So, no, he's fine. It's just that it's cold. But think about investing in a little kennel heated, you know, heated pad. which are really good. They're probably about $70 for a large dog like Wyatt's size. Smaller ones, maybe 40 or 50. But, you know, it's a great investment because if the dog does get cold or does want to get in out of the, you know, the elements, he can have a nice little area for a nice little doghouse complete with that heated pad. Another great thing for you to invest in, again, these are things you buy once and hopefully they live for the life of your dog, is heated water bowls. Even if the water is, you know, is not frozen, do you really, when you're cold or you're outside, do you really, really want to drink out of, you know, 34-degree water? Probably not, especially if it's in a metal bowl, because metal will tend to, you know, as we know, metal will tend to take the heat out of it, and so it'll get colder quicker, much like if you have water in a pond versus water in a, you know, a little metal bowl next to the pond. The water in the bowl is going to freeze much quicker. Again, not that the dog isn't going to be able to drink, but you're right away putting ice-cold water into a dog who's got a body temperature of between 100 and 102.0 normally. So, you know, again, just think about investing in something that's going to help your dog, even if he's an outdoor dog or he loves to be outside. You've got a husky or a shepherd or an Akita or something that's got that big, heavy double or triple coat. But still, make sure that your dog is cared for when you're not there. One of the things that people don't realize that happens, that does unfortunately happen, people get flat tires. People get stuck in the weather. You're commuting home and there's a bad accident on the highway. You might not make it home in time for that dog to come in. So, you know, it's like we do with our horses. I've had horses. I have too many horses right now, but they're wonderful and they're beautiful and I love them. But, you know, horses, they're fine when they're in the cool and the cold won't hurt them. But when the water starts freezing and then they start drinking, like I always have heated water buckets. I keep it about 55 degrees for the water, 60 degrees if I can. So it's actually not taking a lot of heat away from the animal. So same thing with the dogs. You know, make sure that you take care of your dog. You don't necessarily have to leave food out for them all the time, but that's not a bad idea to have one of those timed feeders. I do not recommend them for most of my behavioral clients because we want to do the hunt before we give the dog food. But if you know there's a snowstorm coming in, it's not a bad idea to make sure that you have some way that at least that food bowl will open so your dog isn't staying there freezing cold in the elements and hungry. So that's just our normal little cold weather tips, also about keeping dogs in a car. Remember that if they're in the car and, you know, they can get into things. So especially this day, these days, we have our antifreeze. You might have a thing of antifreeze or you might have a thing of, you know, dry gas, things like that that you keep in the car. So be careful if you do keep your dog in the car for any period of time unattended that you make sure that any of those chemicals or any of the things that you use in your car in the cold weather, like windshield washer fluid or antifreeze or any of these dry gas products, a lot of them have propylene glycol and a lot of them have other toxins that are carcinogenic and can kill a dog pretty quickly. So stay tuned. We will be right back with our next segment.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, today we're talking about cold weather, and it is getting cold out there. But, you know, a lot of dogs really enjoy it, and even the Rhodesian Ridgebacks, who certainly do not love water and are not fond of anything that's going to get them wet. You know, even they love the cold and they love the snow, but again, you have to be really, really aware of where you're going to be as an owner. This is also something that is a great idea this time of year to get some names of neighbors or people around you who might actually be able to come over in case you do have a problem. We have actually, when I'm out here in Missouri at our beautiful, amazing, incredible 6,000 square foot indoor training facility and very large kennel building, which is nicer than most people's homes, these dogs get everything great. But you know, when I'm out here, I have not one, but I have two people. I have a wonderful young lady named Karen, who is a vet tech who I trust with my dogs, and she's amazing. And I have a second lady who's actually one of the people in our United Canine Professionals company, Janae. And both of them, plus I have another one or two people at any given time, who are on backup, because if somebody's car breaks down, I want to make sure that my dogs are taken care of. Now, we have to remember that sometimes things happen, accidents happen. What happens if you live alone, or even if you and your wife are there, your wife is working late at the office, and God forbid your car breaks down? Your dogs aren't going to be by themselves. So get a couple of numbers, backup people who are kind of homebodies, a kid, you know, high school kid or whatever, so that if you have a problem, you can call one of those people, or if you know you're going to be late, you text message them and say, hey, if I don't call you by 8 o'clock or by 7 o'clock, please make sure you go and feed, you know, the dog. Just this way, God forbid you have a problem, you're able to have help and the dog will be okay. I think the biggest problem is we don't assume that anything's going to happen. So what winds up happening is we go along our normal business, and as we're doing our normal business, life happens, right? Life is what happens when you've got other plans. So again, make sure that you have somebody lined up, preferably a couple different people lined up, in case you have a problem. Also, in this weather that we're going to be starting to get into, and it looks like it's going to be quite a winter again, make sure you have an extra bag of dog food, you know, because you don't want to be running out like some people I know who run out of dog food and they're like, oh, great, well, I got to go to the store. There's a blizzard predicted. Look what happened to New Jersey with Hurricane Sandy. And look what happens in general with, with other people. So make sure that you're able to understand, and people are able to understand around you where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing, and if you're going to be coming home late, so that you can make plans for your dog in case you have a problem. Same thing with cats, same thing with any animal. Cats are a little easier, though, because they have their litter box, and they have, you can leave the food out for them, but most dogs you can't do that with. So Let's say you've got somebody lined up. You've got your extra bag of dog food. I also keep some bottles of spring water, six or so bottles if you have a good-sized dog. This way, if the water goes out or if anything happens, you're able to have enough good, clean water for your dog. So basically, that's about what I wanted to cover today for everybody for our cold weather tips. And also remembering it's not a bad idea to buy some of those cute little electric digital candles. I just actually bought some, and they make all kinds of colors and really pretty cool things. And, they're great because in case there's a power outage, you have a nice, safe alternative to candles. We also just bought this very cool thing today at a consignment shop that it's got a lantern, like a big, cool lantern. This thing's really awesome. So I've got a gigantic place here we have to start furnishing, so we're going to be putting up things here. So, again, plan to make sure that you've got your best buddy covered with all kinds of safety things. Another great thing that we have spoken about in the past is to have your own emergency first aid kit for your dog. Now, we will have some of those available that Merlin's Kids will be selling. We're going to be hooked up with Doggy 911, Janae Bowen, who's our wonderful, wonderful guest, not today, but on many days. And we want to start making sure that you have things in your first aid kit that can help you, God forbid, you do have a problem. One of the most simple, basic things everybody needs is hydrogen peroxide. It costs a dollar. It's the stuff that's in the brown bottle. It is the same thing as water, except it has it's HO instead of, or H2O2. It's a different formula than water, but it's the same thing, hydrogen and oxygen. Hydrogen peroxide not only is great in case a dog gets cut and you need to flush a wound or get rid of that, but it's also wonderful in case your dog ingests something that is toxic. Now, the exception to that rule is do not make your dog throw up if it's got anything like lye or drain clean or anything caustic. But if your dog ingests anything like naproxen sodium or any kind of, Advil, those kind of things, which can be toxic, xylitol, mannitol, pretty much anything that's a poison that's not caustic or that doesn't have sharp edges. So in other words, if your dog ingests something that's got very sharp edges, that's when you go right to the vet. You don't want them to throw up. But hydrogen peroxide is a great thing, and you use 1 teaspoon per 5 pounds of body weight. So if you have a little dog that's 10 pounds, you would give them 2 little teaspoons of hydrogen peroxide. And what will happen is it foams up in their belly, and it'll make them vomit. So again, when we have all of our fluids, and a lot of you guys are out there, with changing your car fluids, like we talked about in the first segment, antifreeze, gum out. We use sometimes in the older cars, carburetor cleaner, dry gas. All these things are toxic to dogs. And when a dog is thirsty and, the water outside is frozen or super, super cold, he may just try to drink that. That you want to get out of their system right away with the hydrogen peroxide. If the dog doesn't throw up in about 15 to 20 minutes, or even 15 minutes, I'll say, on that, you want to make sure you give him the same dose again. Do not just pour the whole bottle down the dog, but give him enough so that until he throws up. It is so, so important, because if you know what your dog's got and if you do know what kind of poison he may have ingested, you definitely want to bring a bottle of that with your dog, especially medications or anything like that. If a dog eats pills, get it out of the system as quickly as you can, but also make sure you go right to the veterinarian. When you have a dog who ingests something, you do not want to wait and see if he's okay. Get him to the vet. Get him right away, because by the time he throws up, remember, he's still probably got a lot of that stuff in his system, and you want to get that out of his system as quickly as possible, and the veterinarian will be able to give him fluids and everything else to be able to make sure that the dog does not have any lasting effects Just because he throws it up doesn't mean it's all gone. And you've seen dogs who have eaten grass. They throw it up, and then 5 minutes later, they throw up more. So don't assume that because he threw up everything and vomited up the poison or the medication that it's all gone. So stay tuned for our next segment. We'll be right back.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. And today we are talking about cold weather tips. Now, also remembering in this weather, sometimes dogs can wind up with ear infections because what's happening is they're burrowing into things. They're burrowing into sand and they're burrowing into different materials to try to stay warm. And sometimes those things can actually have a lot of toxins or a lot of, you know, dust that can get into the dog's ear canals. So we're all familiar with dogs in the, you know, in the summer, obviously, but if we think about dogs in the winter, they're going to tend to be more likely to burrow into things for warmth when they're cold. So if you're bedding your dog in straw or in hay or in wood shavings or anything, please check your dog's ears every day. It's pretty easy. You just have to, just poke your eye in there and just kind of look, and just give it a quick so you can see. And just making sure that the, that there's nothing in there, that there's nothing that's going to be blocking the ear canal. And especially those of you who have little dogs that tend to have kind of goopy ears, remembering that a lot of times that can be caused by wheat. A lot of dogs have wheat sensitivities. So if your dog has a lot of ear infections and really yeasty, stinky ears, very often that's caused from wheat. And we've talked about the things to avoid in food, the main things, corn, wheat, and soy. We'll go into that in a future week. We'll go back into revisiting nutrition so you can understand. But get your dogs off of wheat. No milk bones. Sorry about that, Purina or whoever makes those things. But you don't want to give your dog wheat. Dogs in the wild do not roam around in corn and wheat fields and think, gee, do I want to eat the rabbit that just ran through, or do I want to eat an ear of corn? Maybe do I want the wheat, or do I want that big fluffy steak that Mom made that has all the nice sauce on it? No, I think I'll take the wheat. No, it wouldn't happen. So, again, we want to make sure that you're giving your dog the right things that are going to set the dog up with the right body weight. Don't go too high on fat. Don't go too high on protein. Sometimes excess protein can actually cause dogs to be hyperactive. Also, with an older dog, and there's a little bit of speculation on this, but most older dogs do not need more than about 20 to 23% protein. Now, a very old dog, not that you want to get rid of all protein, but protein is harder for the kidneys to process. So if your dog has, and I would recommend highly that you go to your veterinarian, when your dog hits about 7, I have what's called a baseline done on all of my dogs when they're a couple of years old, usually when they hit about 2. So I have a baseline so I know what's normal for them. That's one of the things that people don't realize. Every dog has a baseline, and yes, they're a high normal, low normal. But for instance, Rhodesian Ridgebacks tend to run at about 100 to 101 for their normal body temperature. There are other dogs, especially little dogs, who might have more of 102 or 102.5 might be their normal. So if I know that Wyatt has a normal body temperature of 100 degrees and all of a sudden he's running 102, to him that's a fever. And if you didn't know what the normal baseline is for each of your dogs, then you wouldn't know that. So if Wyatt has 102.5 with his temperature, I would be worried because I'd say, uh-oh, he's got a fever. But if I didn't know that that was his normal baseline, I might just have my vet say, oh, yeah, that's normal for a dog his size. So, again, make sure you know what your dog's normal is. You should be able to check the dog's respiration. So, for instance, if you have a little dog, it will breathe faster and it will have a higher heart rate, higher pulse. So Wyatt has about a 60 to 62 for his normal, which is pretty comparable to a human athlete. If, on the other hand, you're talking about a little Chihuahua, it might have a normal heart rate of 120, 130, even higher. Also, very important to know, is puppies have a much higher heart rate and faster breathing than an adult dog because they're growing. And the smaller, generally, the smaller the animal, and the younger, the faster the pulse and heart rate, and the faster the breathing. The older the dog and the larger the dog, typically the slower the heart rate and the breathing. So know what your dog's normal is. Every dog has a different set of circumstances, and even in the cold weather can increase the heart rate because the heart is trying really hard to get the oxygen to all the extremities, that means the ears, the toes, the nose, and everything else that are farther away from the heart. Remembering also that if a dog is dehydrated and the specific gravity goes up in the blood, that means that if it's very high, what that means is the blood gets thicker, the specific gravity gets larger. So if a dog is dehydrated, the heart has to work harder, but the blood is thicker. It's kind of like if you could imagine instead of using gasoline, you were using heavy-grade industrial oil in your engine. It would take a really long time, kind of like trying to suck sucking a very thick milkshake through a straw versus just drinking regular like Coca-Cola or water through a straw. That's the same concept. So, again, know what your dog's normal is. Once your dog hits about 7 years of age, if it's a larger breed, or maybe 8 or 9 if it's a smaller breed, but once it starts getting up into the middle of its life there, it's really good to do what they call a senior panel or senior profile. That means that they start taking into account the concentration of different things in the blood with relation to kidneys and liver. So that's your BUN, your creatinine, and those different values can tell if your dog's liver and kidneys and enzymes, liver enzymes, are doing okay. If you have a dog who suddenly isn't feeling well and you have, you know, no blood work on him, you really don't know what the normal was. Again, establishing the baseline so that you know what's normal for your dog. Yes, some of this stuff costs a little bit more, but it's, you know, it's maybe $100 once a year. And, you know, if you have a dog and you're just, you know, getting by the seat of your pants with that dog, okay. But, you know, you shouldn't really be taking on the responsibility of a dog if you're not going to be doing what he needs and making sure you can take care of him well. So that's, again, it's something that you would go to your veterinarian and ask to have when you go for your regular checkup, unless you notice something that doesn't seem right. You want to ask your vet to do any kind of senior panels as your dog gets older. So hopefully everybody's heads are not spinning right now, because I know I'm giving you a lot of information, but I tend to do that. So here's what the next thing we're going to do in the next segment. We're going to talk more about how to make sure your dog doesn't get any of the gunk and junk and road salt and stuff stuck in his pads or in his coat or in his ears or in his eyes. So we're going to stay tuned for the next segment, but I want you to go right now, if you can, and go grab a pen and paper so you can write down some things that I want you to remember to ask your veterinarian. And remember, you can also get us on archives as well. Please also check out our websites at unitedk9professionals.com and merlinskids.org. We are looking for new people in the Missouri area, in the center of Missouri area. We're also looking for people around the country and around the world. So if you think you've got what it takes, definitely get in touch with us. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. We are talking dogs, and we've hopefully got everybody with their pen and paper ready to write down notes. So this is what we're going to start doing when we've got everything going on with these dogs for the winter. There's a little bit of a list that you guys should have that's all ready for when the bad weather hits. Now, one of the biggest things as we get into the cold weather is remembering that, unfortunately, the dogs can't talk to us and they can't tell us what they need. So remember that when you go out walking and you're cold, remember that their little feet are freezing cold on that cold pavement. So when you're walking, I do have, definitely, and people think I'm nuts, but oh well, people do buy the little doggy booties, especially if it's a smaller dog, and it tends to also be dogs who don't have a lot of thick hair. A lot of people think like dogs like a Maltese because it's got hair, but Maltese have very thin hair. It's kind of like being one of you guys who has kind of a bald head. You have some hair, but you're kind of looking at you got to wear a hat or you have to wear, something on your head because you get cold. Well, little dogs, even like Yorkies, Maltese, any really little dog, they don't have the ability to protect themselves and thermoregulate when it gets really cold. So we definitely do recommend that you have some kind of a close-fitting sweater, even possibly having layers of sweaters so that the dog is going to be warm enough. Remembering, again, that if you, can't find an appropriate thing for the dog to wear, and you're trying to potty train him, he's going to be cold, and as soon as they get cold, it's like anything. When you get cold, all of a sudden, it's harder for you to control your muscles and all. You kind of tighten up and tense up. The other thing is with these little dogs, they do have these real cute little dog booties. If you're in a city or if you're walking on a main road where there's salt, rock salt, like halite and things like that, not only is it one of those things where it can be kind of almost like toxic, But you know, you also want to make sure that the rock salt doesn't migrate up into the pads of the feet. That's a big problem, because when the dog is walking, and you, even those of you who clean the dog's feet or use a gadget to clean up, you're still going to have the chance that stuff is going to be kind of stuck up into the dog's pad. Now, when you come back from a walk, and you know, even though it's not particularly freezing cold yet, we've already, in most places in the United States that do get a winter, most of these places so far have had rock salt out on the road. So what you want to do is not just wipe off, but actually try to wash off with some sort of either, a squeeze bottle. One thing that I've used before is a spray bottle that you would spray like household plants. You know, you have house plants and you kind of give them a spray, a mist. You can use something like that and kind of squirt that up, being careful not to injure the delicate skin, but kind of squirt that up between the pads of the feet. And then after a couple of times of doing that, then you should be, able to just dry the paws off. But what you don't want to do is just wipe them off, because any kind of road salt, especially if you have a terrier breed, not necessarily a pit bull, but if you have a terrier like a Yorkie or Scotty, Westie, and then again, dogs like to have a lot of hair like the Spaniels and Setters, dogs like Akitas, Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, anything, the Doodle mixes and all these things. You want to have, because they have a lot of hair normally on the pads of their feet, and sometimes what happens is you don't realize that the salt is up there in the pads of the feet, and all of a sudden your dog will wind up with an abscess, or it'll be just screaming. Because imagine if you got cut and then I rubbed rock salt in your hand. Oh my gosh, it would be so painful. Well, a lot of these dogs, that's exactly what happens. So you want to make sure that you're very, very aware when you come back in that the dog is got his feet cleaned off. You can use doggy booties. You know, it's kind of a little bit hard. When you do have, some of those of you who have homes, I usually, when I come in, I make sure that my dogs are only going in my yard where there is no salt, but if the dogs are going outside, I always make sure that the most important part of that is that when we come in, I let them, play around in the fresh snow, like on the front lawn, because this way anything that is in their feet tends to come back out. There's also other things that you can do, and you guys are very creative, but it's most important to remember that you got to check ears, check the also anal glands in this weather, because a lot of times they don't express their anal glands fully when they come back in because it's cold and everything kind of closes up before we might want it to. So ears, eyes, noses, and always check. And again, get all the different vitals so that you know what the normal is, the baseline for your dog. All right, so that's really a great part of the physical parts of winter. Now let's talk about fun things that we can do in the winter and safety things in our own yards. Now, we have on our farm a couple of different areas where there must have been either a clothesline or some kind of posts or poles or something, and we're very well aware of that. Now, if you know that you have an area where there was a clothesline or an area where there was something there or a hole, remember, label it now and don't just put a little tiny post in there that's, 6 inches high, that as soon as you get that snow, now you don't remember where it is. You can get, like they used to have for the kids when I was a kid, these orange flags that were like for a bicycle, or you can get something like a tomato cage or something like that, because remember, when the snow hits, if you've got a yard and your dog is running, he doesn't see what's there anymore. Very, very important. So make sure you fill in any holes. If there's any area that's got a decline or there's like an area that's not safe, make sure you fill it in before you can't see it, because once you can't see it, you don't need your dog stepping in a hole. I'm a long-term horse person. And a long, long, long time ago, I was riding one of my horses, my Reba, and it was snowy, and Reba actually landed his front right foot during a canter when we were running. He was cantering, and Reba somehow hit this hole that I didn't see. It was in the field. Fortunately, he's the most athletic, agile horse I've ever seen, so he was able to actually pick his leg up out of the hole, didn't even hurt himself or miss a stride, but I felt that right shoulder go right down about a foot, and I'll tell you, that is a scary feeling. Anybody who's ever ridden a horse or seen a dog, and they hit that, and they just go right down, it's a very, very, very disheartening moment, and, you know, it's preventable. So start labeling what's in your yard and fixing things up. Also, if you have any piles of junk, if you have any broken glass, pick it up now, because once it's in the snow and ice, you're not going to find it until spring or until the thaw, and all of a sudden your dog's going to wind up with a big gash in his paw or a broken leg. So please, please, please do that now before it's too late. Please stay tuned. We have one more segment, so stay tuned for the Love of Dogs.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. And we are talking about winter safety. Even though it's only November, we didn't even hit Thanksgiving yet. And we're already in winter, it seems. This is supposed to be a really bad year for everybody. So we want to make sure that everybody takes good care of your dog. Now, what do you do right there? You in your living room in Minnesota. You listening in your car in Missouri. You in New Jersey. You in California. You in central, like the center of the United States. You in Kentucky. You in Florida. Everybody's in a different location. But what's important for you? What should you be doing with your dog? Well, you don't need me to tell you what to do with your dog if you're listening to this show, because that means you care that you're doing the right thing for your dog. If you're having behavioral issues, here's one thing that everybody needs to remember. You don't fix behavioral issues with Obedience. Obedience is fun. Actually, Wyatt's brother is number one Ridgeback in the country in obedience. He's amazing. Rambo's John Dillinger. He's an amazing dog. And the guy, young, lovely couple who owns them, Noel and Melissa, have done amazing things with Dillinger. But, you know, Dillinger is a great dog. He doesn't have behavioral issues. That's what's so important to understand. If you have a dog who has behavioral issues, whether it's the winter, spring, summer, or fall, if your dog has behavioral issues, you have to make sure that you can fix those behaviorally. So when you have a dog who now, because his feet were cold or he got ice or rock salt in his foot, now you can't touch his feet to do his toenails, or when you have a dog who had an ear mite infection or yeast infections that were so serious because you had him on some food that you didn't realize was bad for him and creating allergies, or somebody who's, God forbid, his dog gets hurt and now is crying and maybe bites the person, the owner, because, you know, the dog was so scared and he was in pain. Those people need help behaviorally. And sometimes this cold weather that we're going into now can really precipitate a lot of problems behaviorally. What do you do? Well, we've talked about that every week, different pieces and parts of that, and we'll talk about that more in future weeks. But one of the most important things to know is that you can call us at United Canine Professionals. Now, United Canine Professionals, as you know, is a company I founded many, many years ago with principles that took 30 years of observing dogs, actually more than that now. I don't want to admit to more than that, but yeah, more than that. And what happens is when we look at a dog and the dog is angry or the dog is frustrated or the dog is scared or the dog is, you know, got something going on, we don't want to say, it's okay, Fluffy, because the dog doesn't hear, it's okay, I'm taking care of you. The dog hears, it's okay, and you're petting me and reassuring me that the bad behavior is okay. So you want to call us. We have a free 800 number for anybody who rescues or adopts a dog. And for anybody who's just got problems and questions and you want to get the right answers, you can call our 800 number. It's 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, PROS, P-R-O-S. And that's the most important thing to do, is just understanding why dogs are doing what they're doing. So if the dog is doing what it's doing and you don't know what to do, then that's a problem, because of course now the dog is doing what we don't want him to do and you're trying to throw a cookie at him or a clicker, and please, please don't ever use shock collars, prong collars, choker chains, or any of those barbaric items that are supposed to make a dog scared of you. Why would you want your best friend afraid of you? It doesn't make any sense. So if you call 855-4-K9-PROS, we have a switchboard. We will have as many things answered. Any questions you have, you can also, and that's free of charge, you can also contact us by emailing us at info@unitedk9professionals.com. If you have any questions and would like to perhaps volunteer for Merlin's Kids, fostering a dog for us, or if you know somebody who might be able to help, or somebody who's interested in a career helping to rehabilitate dogs with behavioral issues, dogs that come from shelters and rescues, and rehabilitate those dogs and learn how to train them to become service dogs for special needs children and for veterans, and also for cancer detection and disease detection work for firefighters and first responders who are putting their lives on the line for us all the time. So, again, it's just so, so important to understand how many wonderful things dogs can do and to give those dogs the benefit of the doubt so they can be the best dogs in the world. The reason my dogs are so good and don't create problems, and it's because of me. They grew up with me in the house, and I love them so much. I mean, Wyatt sleeps in bed. I have as many dogs as I can fit in my bed. But I don't have dog fights. I don't have problems. And if there is a problem, it's very quickly resolved, and we're done. Too many people have one thing happen, and their dog is now defined by it. oh no, remember Fluffy? He's 7 years old, but he growled at the neighbor's child, so now he's aggressive. Keep him away from children. No, don't do that. Call United Canine Professionals. Call us. We will help you. You don't want to start giving, classifying and being prejudiced against your own dog. Oh, he's child aggressive. No, ma'am, maybe he's not. But we can fix it. We can help you. And then we give you a lifetime guarantee. It's really, really important. You can learn how to do this. We're looking for more people. Our next class, we have people from Cape Town, South Africa. We have a lovely lady in Portugal. We have a third person from Bulgaria. We have people, a lady from the UK. This is just in our next class, plus, you know, another 10 or 12 people from the United States who are awesome. We have Rochester. We have Buffalo. We have all kinds of areas all around the country. And we have 37 states, and I think it's going to be up to 10 countries with our new one that United Canine Professionals covers. The reason we do what we do is so that we don't have 4 million dogs euthanized next year because of minor behavioral issues that people couldn't fix. That's what's so important to understand. If you have a dog who has a behavioral issue and you want to fix it, instead of giving your dog up and just dumping him, then call us. I know of a few people personally, nice people, really nice people, whose dog either bit or growled or did something. Do you know what they did? I know two specific people, lovely people, good people. They got rid of the dog, brought it to the shelter, waited a couple weeks, and went out and bought a puppy. They're probably the ones who created the problem in their first dog, and now here they're just basically dumping their dog and going and get another one. That's not right. I'm sorry. So anyway, you got a little bit of my rant, because I just love dogs, and I think I love dogs more than I love people. Well, I do love kids, but, you know, it just doesn't make sense that you create a problem and then you just get rid of it. That's what our, you know, instant disposable society, what happens? We just do what we do, and we don't really care, and we just go and get another one. People do it with humans, and they do it with dogs. So, again, call 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, PROS, 855-4-K9-PROS, or for Merlin's kids, 855-HI-WYATT, who is just looking up at me, right? 855-HI-WYATT. He is just looking up at me and saying, hi, Mommy. So you can order the Wyatt stuffed animals. If you can order them soon, we will guarantee them for Christmas. We are we only have a limited number of them, and we've got quite a few sold already. So go on to the merlinskids.org website. You can also check us out on Facebook and like us, Merlin's Kids. It shows up as a community organization. We are so grateful to have you here with us today. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.